show today. A few things to finish up on before we wrap up. And don't forget, you can listen to the whole show replay 3 to 6 most nights, when depending on game schedules and such, things like that. But Coach Speak will replay again at 2 o'clock, and then the whole show 3 to 6. And of course, you can always find our podcasts available at 1310kfka.com, theholeshow.com, Spotify, any place, all the spots that you can find your podcast. You can keep the whole show with you no matter what. It was an interesting weekend, Angel. During football season, I'm pretty locked in every weekend. Like, that's, I always kind of tell a lot of my family members, things like that, I'm either going to games or I need to be in front of a TV to watch a lot of things because, as you know, that's what I'm talking about on a daily basis. So this weekend was a little interesting, Angel. You know, my boy Tanner Schwint, of course, you hear him every morning here on KFKA on Good Morning NoCo, got married on Saturday, and I was honored to be in the wedding. So I was a part of the whole Friday night thing, too, the rehearsal and all that stuff. And then, of course, I was there all day, pretty much all day Saturday, beautiful Ellis Ranch in Loveland. Love that. That's a beautiful venue, man. It's great. But for me, I was not doing my norm. I was not plugged in Friday or Saturday to a lot of what was happening until later. I recorded as many things as I possibly could and then went back and busted through. Well, actually, I got home. I wasn't actually out that late. I think I left around 9-ish or something and got back, started going through the CSU Air Force game, a little bit of the Buff. Well, the Buff stuff didn't have recorded. Because that was on, wasn't that on the Pac-12 network? I didn't get that one done. Had a Nuggets game recorded from the Memphis game, which I went back and watched that Friday night, and just as many notes as I could take. Wyoming, Boise, all that. So it was interesting. I just felt lost, like not plugged in. And now Sunday just kind of took a moment to mentally get back connected. But dude, it was all worth it. It was a fun time. You had fun out there. You looked sharp, dude. You looked sharp on Saturday.
Thank you.
Felt good?
Yeah.
Get the good suit rocking and rolling?
It's always nice to break it out every once in a while.
Break it out. How was your drive back?
A little sketch.
Treacherous? Was
dark.
That it? Yeah.
Not a lot of lights up there in the foothills, I guess.
It was. We were about as close as you can get.
Now, I know Cody Wilson, the weather guy, he left, and then he texted Brian, I want to say like 30 minutes later, and was like, hey, you probably need to go now.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, I don't drive a truck or anything, so I probably need to leave earlier.
I'm going to go too, yeah.
So I ended up, once I got into Loveland, it was pretty fine. But I swear, I hit every single red light, and I just hate that because you're stopping and going, and you're trying just to be slow about it.
When you hit the
ice. And then every time you start to move forward, your car kind of leans to the right or left, and it's just like,
oh, I know.
I don't like it.
That's why I was asking Cody this morning. I was like, when are we going to get weather like that again on a weekend when I'm not doing anything? That's what I look forward to. But it sounds like it's going to be a pretty good week, rest of the week. And the
if
weekend.
Anyone wants to donate an ice scraper, I need one.
I might have an old one. I bought a new one because
I desperately need one. I was like fumbling through my wallet this morning to find a card I could use. Not an old gift card.
So you were using a gift card?
Just enough to scrape the windows clear so I can see. Like the rear view, scrape it just enough.
Oh, yeah.
Defrost the front mirror and hope for the best.
I had to get a newer one because the one I was using broke, finally. But I think I have an old one somewhere.
I think for something, like, for most people with like a normal job, like, oh, the sun will warm it up and take care of it for at least the first part. I get up before the sun's rising, so there's no sun to melt my car.
It's going to do that every day from now on, pretty much. I mean, there's going to be frost on that bad boy all the way through.
And then it gets dirty.
Mm-hmm.
It looks, yeah, I don't like it.
And windshield washer fluid is a big one to have, too.
Going now.
Yeah, mine was running low on the way home, and I was like, ooh. But it was fun, man. But just plugging back into everything that happened over the weekend, when normally I'm following along throughout the days, I just felt behind. So what did we miss? CSU loses to Air Force. Not really a shock. I'm not shocked by it. Didn't really change my opinion of CSU necessarily going forward. They're 3-5, 1-3 in the conference. Air Force is undefeated. That's just a great football team, man. They're probably going to run the table now the rest of the way. The conference is interesting, though. So the rest of the way through here, this is what's setting up. Air Force has Army coming up this weekend. Hawaii, they're at Hawaii, home against UNLV, and then at Boise State. Did Fresno State beat UNLV, right? I did get home in time to watch that game. Fresno was down. They were down by two scores, I want to say. And then they come back and ultimately end up winning 31-24. But UNLV is still in that picture. That was their first conference loss. Fresno State is 3-1. Air Force is 5-0. So here we go. This is set in Boise State. Don't look now. Andy Avalos might have saved his job. They're 3-1 in the conference, and they just ran all over. They took care of the Cowboys, man. 32-7. A great third quarter by Boise. He scored 14 in that bad boy. Cowboys couldn't do anything. It was 8-7 at the end of one, but that was it for the Cowboys. Peasley was 10 of 20 for 85 yards, a touchdown and an interception. Harrison Whaley, who did return to play in this game, just 10 carries for 18 yards. And then, it was really just, it was Boise. Everything they did, defensively, especially on the defensive side. 227 yards rushing for them. Maddox Madsen had 147 yards passing and a touchdown. Talon Green had a touchdown pass, also a rushing touchdown. This is a tough one for the Cowboys, man. This is what I talked about on Friday, Angel. Was the huge test. Now, the Cowboys have never won in Boise. So just to be clear, they've never tasted defeat on that blue field. So it's going to be difficult anyway. But I thought this game was going to be kind of like where the Broncos are, where there's a fork in the road. Which side are you going to go? Wyoming's done this now for the past couple of years, where overachieve whatever, they put together a pretty good non-con schedule. They put together a good start to the Mountain West. And then they just hit a major speed bump, and that derails them not from having a good season, but from having a great season. They're 5-3. They'll win one more at least, and they'll get into a bowl game. They've got CSU on Friday. We got the border war happening. It's a big game. Big game for CSU if they want to get to a bowl game, because they're running out of weeks. But I said, they always kind of run into a bump where it just knocks them out of being in the thick of things by the end of the season for a Mountain West championship. Well, now, after they're two games behind Air Force, but they've also lost to Air Force. So you got to think that almost they'd have to have everything go right for them, meaning Air Force would have to lose, the Army game doesn't do anything for them. They'd have to lose a lot of football games for them to get in. They'd have to almost lose out in the conference. Same with, with Fresno State and now UNLV, but then Boise State's now ahead. So unfortunately for Wyoming, a bowl game is still there, one more win, but they don't really control. They obviously don't control their own destiny. They have CSU coming up on Friday, and then they're at UNLV, so they could take care of a team that's right in front of them and get the tiebreaker there. But now you're worried about Boise and then Air Force just running the table. So unfortunately, Wyoming did what I feared. I thought they would win, but my fear was that as good as they're looking and as many of us that are talking about them getting a shot to be in the conference championship game, will they blow one? Will they lose one to a struggling Boise State team? Now I'm not so sure they're struggling. Now they're sitting at 3-1 in the conference. So Boise State, suddenly, after that Hail Mary upset loss to CSU, They're not necessarily in the driver's seat, but they kind of are, Angel. I mean, they have Air Force coming up still. That's the final game of the season. So, bummer for the Cowboys. CU, UCLA, we talked a little bit about that. Did you hear the story about the jewelry getting taken out of the locker room? What was that, like at halftime?
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
They were, police investigation is underway. The UCLA Athletic Department confirmed in a statement that a report was filed to the Pasadena Police Department following the game regarding items that were reportedly missing from the Buffaloes locker room. UCLA is in communication with law enforcement, Rose Bowl Stadium officials, and the University of Colorado
on the matter, the statement said. Now, again, anybody, I mean, this happens. We've heard it before. We've heard of people going in sometimes, sneaking in and stealing things. I guess it makes it, I guess it sets up a target when you know that a lot of these players on the Buffs team are NIL guys, and they do flash watches, Shador. They do have a lot of money. Shador, Travis, and I don't know, maybe a handful of guys that you know are big money NIL guys, and they're probably wearing jewelry and such to these games, so you know there's money suddenly there. I mean, we used to never look at college athletes and what they were wearing to games. They were just wearing your typical suits, probably a nice enough watch, but nothing crazy. Well, you know for a fact there's got to be north of, I mean, what is Shador's watch alone? That thing's probably what? How many thousands of dollars? You're looking at easily. You're just in that locker room alone. There's probably thousands of dollars of merchandise, thousands of dollars of jewelry sitting in there, assuming that they were wearing a lot of that stuff to the game. So you kind of set a target up.
So it's an originally it's a $30,000 watch. But with more than 30 carats of diamonds that were drilled into it, mm-hmm. is now up to $70,000.
I'm telling you, you do, if you do talk about your, okay, so I have a story for you on this note, Angel. I know a friend of mine who had a sports cards business and stuff like that, and he had a lot of signed merchandise in his vehicle, like big, big money stuff. And he was telling somebody about it at a bar like in Dallas, he told me. And what happened? He was telling him about all the stuff he has in his car. You wouldn't believe I got this signed, this, I got this, I got that, I got this. Somebody overheard him, followed him to his car, jumped him, took everything. So be careful. You got to, I'm not saying it's like your fault your own stuff got stolen, but now I know, oh, CU's coming to town. I'm going to try to figure out how to get in that locker room because I guarantee you there's north of $10,000 worth of jewelry and something in there.
It's like when you buy a new TV, don't put the TV box out in the trash.
Oh, yeah, right. You don't want people to know.
Right.
You're very careful with stuff like that.
I mean, they're probably, I mean, I assume locker rooms were either locked or had security. Maybe it was a security guard.
Maybe it was a security guard. This is my chance.
Oh, I just happened to let the door open. I don't know.
I don't know if they have cameras all over the place.
I guess a doorstop got in there. I don't know how it happened.
That's the thing, like,
some cleaning
it's probably
person
not
needed
like
to get in there for vacuuming.
And not to get political, but hell, if people can storm the Capitol and just go into all these offices, I'm sure getting
was,
into a locker room is not the hardest thing.
They had to open extra seats at the Rose Bowl to get let the crowd in. So, I mean,
yeah,
you would have thought maybe increased security. I don't know. That's a wild story.
This one from Moses in Loveland. Thou shalt not steal. Criminals, horrible people in California will rob you in SoCal. No shocker. Number two, don't flash your bling to millions on social media or thugs and thieves will jack your stuff during a football game in L.A. No shocker. Moral decay of our society. Love, Moses.
All right, Moses. Is that the Moses?
Is that the Moses? I always kind of thought the whole show was special.
I mean, he knew the commandments, so yeah. He got those tablets.
He did?
Personally.
Yes. So, all right, jewelry got stolen. Primetime calls out O-line. Shador gets shot up at halftime. And they lost. What a difference a few weeks makes in college football and in the NFL. That's just the way it goes. Angel, and then unfortunately, the UNC Bears, tough season just got way more complicated for them. They lose 40-0 to Montana. And I didn't think they'd win this game, but I did look at Montana's schedule and thought, well, they're not blowing anybody out of the water. They're playing teams close, and then UNC was playing teams close. So I actually thought it might be a closer game, but it was 14-0 at halftime, and then Montana just kept pouring it on the rest of the way. UNC might not win a game this year, I don't know, but it was a rough one for them.
It was, and you all know me. I'm more of the optimistic Bears fan.
Yeah, what does that do to you?
This one's a tough one, and this is a loss that this Bears program has seen too many times, and they saw it a lot last year. This is the first time they've lost a game like that this year.
Yeah, that's true.
To where you've seen that kind of old Bears team show up where they get behind and it's just too much to overcome. I know Sermon was in and out of the game. I don't know if he was hurt or anything, but, you know, just consistency and trying to find what this program is going to be, what their identity is going to be, is eluding them at this point. And, you know, it's tough. It's unfortunate you don't see it going this way. I know Ed Lamas said it. The players say they're a good team with a bad record, terrible record. So when it's like that, you can only focus on the little things that you can control, and that's how much effort you put in the weight room, in the practice room, in the film room, and try to just get better.
It's tough when you lose like to Cal Poly 24-17, Sacramento State 21-13, Weber State 28-21, Idaho State 35-21. It was closer than maybe the score indicated. When you say things like, you know, we're a good team with a bad record, you can look at that and go, all right, yeah, I kind of see where you're going. But then when you lose 40-0, you go, you're a bad team with a bad record. Yep. You know, and that's what it is right now. You have three games remaining. And we're on par. I don't know, Angel. Have the Bears ever had a winless football season? I was digging in a little bit today, and I don't know that they've done that since they were a D1 team. And strangely enough, as this sounds, I still feel like Ed Lamb can get this thing fixed, but maybe it's got to get really bad. I don't know. Where do you go from here? You got Idaho at home this weekend, and then you're at Northern Arizona, and then you're home against Portland State. Three games remaining for the UNC Bears, and I would imagine those guys are ready to finish the season and just wash it clean and start on a new one.
Yeah. But, you know, one win changes your perspective.
One win, you kind of see the ball go through the hoop.
Yeah.
If you know you can do it, now let's carry it over for next season. And we will catch up with Jacob Sermon at some point later this week, probably on Friday. 22 minutes after the hour, tight-knit brewing poll question of the day with the Broncos win over KC. Would you like to see them get aggressive in the trade deadline or at the trade deadline or stand pat and try to make a real go of this thing? Go ahead and vote at thewholeshow.com. 22 after the hour. It's The Whole Show powered by Chevron. We're on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKI.
Hear Prep Talk and Coach speak with Coach Bruce Dick, the fourth winningest coach in Colorado boys basketball history. Weekdays from 10 to 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hi, this is Jesse Kurtz, executive producer and lead anchor of the Mountain West Network, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Angel, come on. You're not even a little more excited for the midseason tournament now that we've seen the court designs for everybody?
I'm more disgusted than I ever have been.
So they're gonna change the floor color and all that stuff for these specific games that are part of the in-season tournament?
Yes. So every game will have, each court will have its own specialized design that coincides with the city jerseys that we saw last week. The Nuggets have a nice blue court with a large yellow stripe down the middle, and they'll be wearing their black 5280 jerseys.
It's just, they're pushing the hell out of this.
Four games that count towards your regular season record, and then a possible two games that don't.
I'll be interested to see if the ratings go up, because they are pushing this hard.
The ratings will be higher than average for these games, because it's being promoted as something different.
Some people do like this. Some people do like different. Some people like the idea of, oh, you got not only different uniforms for this game, but now you're changing the entire court. There are some that kind of like that stuff. I don't like it. I don't like semi-tournaments. I don't like anything that is painted to me as, oh, this is just as good. This is just as big.
They're trying. I mean, they're really trying. They're getting videos of Steph and KD and all these guys talking about, oh, this is exciting. We're playing for an NBA Cup. And, oh, the courts look cool. Oh, look at those jerseys. This is fun, guys. Yeah, we're having fun. This isn't gimmicky
There's some bad ones.
There are some bad courts.
Detroit's look bad. It looks bad. I don't like that.
Indies is
the worst one so far.
Yikes.
That looks like, you know those like cutouts when you like paper toys and stuff, when you cut things out and like flip
them
up?
That's exactly what it looks like.
That's what it looks like with Indies. Like you, oh, cut by the lines.
Did you see the New Orleans one?
No.
It's dark purple with a gross green looking thing on it.
Wow. The Grizzlies, like their grizzly bear's like brown.
Mm-hmm.
The Bucks looks weird.
The Suns is all purple with a turquoise stripe.
Mm.
And like, there's they're all the same generic-looking court. Like, the design is the same. It's just the colors and logos are different.
They are putting two cups kind of around the free throw line design.
Like in the key area, in the paint.
And then, and then one in the middle of the floor. So, like, the Nugget says 5280 on the cup in the middle of the floor. And then it's two miniature cups from the free throw line down to, you know, behind the basket. Yeah, the Pelicans is the worst one. It looks like a Skittles wrapper or something. Or the Joker. Actually, it looks like the Joker.
It makes the Joker look bad.
Yeah. None of them are good. I mean, unless you just like the idea of coloring your floor a different color. They're all the same
design.
You're
telling me you're going to cover up TD Garden's iconic floor with this?
Yeah.
Dark green and just a beige khaki looking color?
What's that thing with the Spurs?
I think it's
supposed
the tower,
to be a spur,
like the spur, tower in San Antonio.
Yeah, there it is.
The Mavs is just all gray. I guess that's intriguing to look at.
I mean, the Raptors isn't the worst. It's just all dark. It's all black and a little bit of gray, and they've got the basketball in the middle, of course, with the raptor claws cutting through the hoop.
New York's
or the ball.
Is all orange. It looks painful to even. Like, I can't imagine having to adjust to playing on a court that looks like that, where it's just all one color.
I'm looking to see what people are saying on this. This guy is even like, hey, the designs are cool. Still don't understand the point of this.
I don't think anyone does, outside of money and ratings and views.
This person says, why is Denver so obsessed with the number of feet of above sea level they are? It's very bizarre. Because they know it's a advantage, and they want you to damn sure know that you're
52. And it's cool when it's on the free throw line because every player has to see that.
You're dripping sweat.
But now it's on the jerseys. It's on the floor. It's posted all around the arena. Now it's becoming almost like not like a gimmick, but just like a weird niche that we're getting stuck into.
Yeah, do you not like that they're making that its personality? It's 5280 is like its thing.
No, like that goes for everybody. It goes for the Avs. It goes for the Broncos, Rockies, everyone.
Yeah, they are pushing that high.
They're miners. They have pickaxe. Give me a pickaxe on the court with a giant gold nugget or something. Anything better for the champs of the NBA?
Rather than just here's how high above sea level you are. What does the Hawks floor look like, Angel? Do you have that one? That's what 678 wants to know.
The Hawks is not great. It's a kind of two tones of baby blue with a lighter baby blue stripe in the middle. It says, lift as we fly.
What?
Yeah.
Lift as we fly? Lift the cup?
And the pairings of these courts with the jerseys that came out last week, this looks awful.
So how many? I'm going to ask you this 14 million more times before this is over. How many games are there again in the midseason tournament?
So there are every team is split into five team groups. There's three groups per conference, so West A, West B, and West C. The Nuggets are with, it looks like the Mavs, the Rockets, the Clippers, and the Pelicans. Oh, God, we got to play on that purple floor. So, but you'll play two home games and two road games against your group in that.
What if you just lose the first one?
These games are already scheduled. You will play two home games, two road games. So you'll play like in Dallas, in Houston, at LA, or in LA, in Denver, whichever. And then depending on the records of those matchups, the best four teams, two from the West, two from the East, will play in a semifinal matchup. I believe that's a home court game. And then the championship game is in Vegas. Now, the championship game is the only game that will not count towards your regular season record.
Yeah.
The qualifying games and the semifinal game, they're air quotes.
They're just basically regular season games with bells and whistles attached to them.
Yes. It'll look different. You will know it's a tournament game based off the uniforms and the courts.
I will say, for a guy like me that has a hard time keeping it straight, putting the color on the floor, at least
they're
I will turn it on and go.
Overly bold and say, this is a tournament game.
And that should be a mistake by the NBA. They should know that. We've made this so confusing that we have to color code it for you
morons.
We've
made the uniforms and courts so ugly that people have no choice but to talk about it.
You will know exactly what you're watching.
Because everyone's going to, when New Orleans plays their first game at home, it's going to be, oh my gosh, this court is hideous. But you're watching it.
Yeah.
But you're watching, you're tweeting about it.
unless obviously we do the show, so I'll know that when we preview a Nuggets game, it's going to be a tournament game. We'll know it. But if I was a random dude and I forgot and then I go to turn the tube on, I would know. Oh, why is the court weird? Oh, it's the NBA in midseason thing where they do the things and they get the cups. But that I will give the NBA credit for that because they did not underestimate the stupidity that some fans might have, like myself, of what the hell this is.
And when you the arguments I'm seeing is okay, who is really celebrating an NBA Cup championship?
Nobody.
If you're a team like Houston or OKC or Detroit or Indianapolis, yeah, you might celebrate an NBA Cup championship. But teams like the Lakers, the Suns, the Nuggets, the Bucks, the Celtics, they're not celebrating a win like this.
The same people that are looking forward to this and will think, oh man, the Raptors won the midseason cup, are the same people that liked the Game of Thrones final season.
Any team that wins you know, this and celebrates it
yeah.
as if it's some
this
big deal.
This is the
deal,
same people still watching
you will
the Walking
be mocked
Dead.
Endlessly.
Yeah, don't say anything about it.
Don't celebrate it.
These are the same people that are still watching The Walking Dead. And they're like, this is a damn good show.
And then when we're back here talking in mid-June of next year, say, oh, Nuggets, back-to-back champs. Hey, but what about the Timberwolves? They won the midseason tournament.
Same people that like to watch the NFL games on Nickelodeon as opposed to anything else. They'd rather go that route. These are the same people that have seen every Fast and Too Furious movie. These are those people. You don't know what it is. You just know that you like hot, nasty speed, and you're watching.
The people that have caught up, that have stayed caught up with Marvel past Endgame.
Yes. Yes, exactly. The ones that watch all the little spinoffs of it. This means you just like it because it's it. It doesn't have to be good. It's something. Something different.
So our first tournament game tips off Friday, November 3rd with a doubleheader.
Oh, wow.
It'll be Knicks at the Bucks.
Oh.
And the Nuggets hosting the Mavericks.
This Friday?
This Friday.
We got tournament time this Friday?
Mm-hmm. So we will see the debut of this Golden State Warriors looking court.
Cannot wait. I am just beyond. Oh, yeah, you can see all. If you just click on one of your teams that you like on ESPN, you can go see all of the floors. Every one of them all just put out as the, oh, that's just terrible. Wow.
And this only lasts until the quarterfinals are in December, semifinals December 7th, and the championship will be December 9th.
I don't know what to say. Who do they, the Nuggets play Dallas in this?
Hosting Mavericks, yep.
So that's their thing.
It's our first tournament game.
Oh, boy. 38 minutes after the hour, let's talk about those Denver Nuggets. Undefeated to start the season, 3-0. You can say it when they're 3-0. You can say undefeated. It feels right. Can they keep it that way? They're playing on a back-to-back. They played OKC early yesterday at 130. One big, 128-95. Can they keep it rolling and get to 4-0 going up against the Utah Jazz? Talk about it next. Let's jump out real quick and get the latest on the local sports flash.
Hi, this is Jesse Kurtz, executive producer and lead anchor of the Mountain West Network, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
That could be a new segment idea, Angel. Might start working on that. The same people who like this or don't like this are the same people who, what, maybe a new thing. Maybe a new Top Text Tuesday type of deal. We're going to work on that one. Same people that like the idea of the NBA midseason tournament are the same people that still watch The Walking Dead and think it's great. Maybe that's an area. Mm. No?
Maybe.
You just like it because it's zombies and stuff. You don't care about the story anymore.
I care.
You do? Are you still watching
it?
You're not watching Daryl in Paris or whatever it is.
No, but apparently Carol and Daryl are
back.
They're back together.
They're in Paris together, wherever the hell he's supposed to be.
They're back in the United States. I don't know how he got to Paris.
Mm.
Apparently he fell asleep and he was just like, oh, I'm in Paris.
There's
also zombies here. That's great.
How did I get over here? I guess I can. The motorcycle he has might turn into a boat.
It's like the people that think you can just get off the naughty list on December 24th. No, it's done.
I don't know.
Big man's already flying around.
You do something really good.
You can't do corrections in flight.
Well, the Nuggets are off the naughty list, at least right now. They won 128-95 over the Thunder, and the Thunder are 2-1. I think the Thunder are going to be a fine basketball team this year, but they didn't look it yesterday. And the Nuggets, I used to always have this worry whenever the Nuggets played odd times, and they played at 1:30 yesterday, and didn't faze them. They ran this thing from start to finish.
I was a little disappointed. I didn't get to watch this whole game because I was going back and forth between that and NFL and got to halftime. I'm like, well, this is pretty much wrapped up.
Yeah.
I guess I'm going to go back to football.
They took care of it, man. Joker, 28 points, 14 rebounds, 5 assists. MPJ looked sharp in this game. He was 8 of 14, 4 of 7 from the three-point line. He had 20 points. He needed this game. Mm-hmm. Just kind of an early confidence builder for him. He needed this. He had 9 boards and 2 assists. How about P-Watt?
It's Watson.
Peyton Watson playing. 17 points for him. 4 rebounds. Started looking like maybe he's starting to get it. He's moving around where he needs to be on the floor, finding open spots, getting where he played with Joker a few times, getting open where Joker needs him to be. So watch out for that one there. Christian Brown needed some offense. Finally got it. 13 points from him. Still has he made a 3 yet this year?
I don't think so.
Ooh, so the 40% thing's
like,
not going
weirdly
well.
Weirdly not confident in Christian Brown when he shoots. Just like,
he's just not a scorer. Ooh. Is that something that's going to become part of his game? I don't know. Strother got to play 8 minutes in this one.
He got his first point.
Yeah, he got 8 points in this game. Did he play in the Memphis game?
I don't think so.
I don't think he did either.
No, because the Memphis game was, it got close late.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a close. Denver struggles in Memphis, they do.
Even without Morant.
Strother got in for like 3 minutes. No points, but got in for a second there. 3-0. They look good. OKC, you were like, hey, I thought OKC was going to be pretty good. Are they going to be that good, or are the Nuggets just... The Nuggets, I'll say it again, feel like they're in midseason form.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, we kind of take it for granted as fans and people that follow this team, but... Having all 5 starters and, you know, plus 2 other guys that have been around that won a championship last year that were all a part of this team, you don't have to worry about, okay, we need to work this guy in early so we can see how he fits early in a game, or we need to try this guy out in the third quarter because maybe he gets a boost off the bench. It's just business as usual.
It really feels that way. Dixon says, tourney time, baby. Brady, who are your bracket busters? Dude, I don't even know how it works. I can't even pretend to tell you what it should. Let's create a bracket. Does Angel have to go on the roof? This roof would be a little easier for you to go out on, though.
Well, there's snow on there right now.
There's snow, but you can literally just turn around next to the 2 offices behind you and walk out the door. You don't have to climb or do anything weird.
I think the best team in the Nuggets group is the Mavs. Yeah, the Pelicans, the Rockets, and... there's one other team in there.
Well, the Mavs will be tough. And that's who you got on Friday. Home against Dallas. Well, I don't know about this midseason thing. It's very annoying to
well.
Me.
Oh, yeah. Gosh. We're going to play Bones again.
Oh, good. Bones is after that midseason cup. You know that.
Oh, yeah.
You know he wants that. He got his ring when he shouldn't have. Now he's going to get a midseason cup when no one cares. Those are his kind of trophies. That's like the Paul George... Kawhi Leonard, James Harden award. You're a really good player, but you're not good enough to win championships yet. You're talked about it like you are. You're talked about as such.
Want some good news for the Nuggets?
Sure.
Nikola Jokic has been named the Western Conference Player of the Week.
All right.
26 points, 13 rebounds, 7 assists on average in the first 3 games.
And he's got to get that average up. We want to get more triple-doubles, Angel.
Yeah.
He's got to move. He's got to get up that list. We want to crack that top 4. That's the goal. Utah tonight. Utah, I don't know. They got smoked by the Suns the other night.
I think they're about the same as OKC.
Kind of a young group.
An up-and-coming team.
Jordan Clarkson's a good player. He can score in bunches.
Colin Sexton's pretty solid.
Yeah. It's a back-to-back, but it was an early game. So Denver should probably win. I think they're 8-point favorites tonight, so.
I'm going to be looking ahead to Friday night. That's a big game.
Oh, yeah. It's a trap game because we know the real season starts on Friday.
with the midseason tournament. 48 after the hour, we'll wrap up with what did we learn coming up next.
Scores, interviews, and more. Preps Rewind with Mike Danson. Saturdays at 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, what's going on? This is Justin Adams with CBS 4 down in Denver, Colorado, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
The next time you get angry over a bad play, remember you need teamwork to win, not arguments.
Now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
Hey, hey, what do you say? We all had a special day. Now turn to a friend and say what you learned today.
What do we learn on this 30th day of Halloween? Oh my, or 30th day of October. Tomorrow is Halloween, Angel. We gotta have a special scary thing. All day. Spooky stuff happening. What did I learn on this day? What a difference a game can make. The Broncos on Friday, I was ready to be done. And just, dude, you're going to be 2-6. It's fire sale time. Build for the future. Get draft picks. You beat the Chiefs. I still don't know what the right answer is, but I feel okay if the Broncos tell me that they're at least going to make a push and not trade off big assets. I don't mind if they trade off guys like Jerry Jeudy. I'm sure we'll be finding out a lot more tomorrow before the trade deadline. Angel, what'd you learn?
I learned that the NBA is trying really, really hard to get this midseason tournament to be popular, and it may be working, depending on the negative reviews. I guess negative press is still press, so we'll see how this ends up looking for the Nuggets. I don't think they have the worst combination of uniforms and courts, but it's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
I'm very curious to see how this team mentally approaches these games, and then if they win them, they're going to be in this tournament championship, so we'll see.
Yeah, they're pushing it hard, and the Nuggets, they'll be in the start of their midseason tournament. They'll be kind of scattered throughout, but that starts Friday. Nuggets at it tonight. Also, Monday Night Football, Lions and Raiders. That'll do it for us. Good night, Northern Colorado.